Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah, Cicada.
Oh, there he is. Been waiting for this all day.
Do you believe in us, Mace?
I remember this record.
Oh, it was a jam.
Yeah, it was.
Live Imaging Tuesday.
I think I actually
Miami
played this
Miami Zone, John Cicada.
He was originally an original member of Miami Sound Machine.
I did not
with
realize
Gloria
that.
With Stefan?
Yeah. Mason and I are in the Hall of Famers
yes.
now. Celebrating 20 years at ESPN Los Angeles. Don't forget. If you're not playing pickleball, that's okay. Saturday, March 23rd, come on out.
That's right.
The Agape Pickleball Center in Found Valley, Jack.
It's going to be fun.
We are going to have the
world's... Still haven't picked up a racket.
Me either.
The world's largest birthday card for Steve Mason.
Oh, so nice.
You better get a cake with his face on it like he did for himself.
I did that for
Janessa,
myself.
Janessa, you hear that back there?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys get busy doing something back there?
You know, I am not meant to get up super early. Can you tell?
Just do what I do. Stay up all night.
Yeah, see, I'm not meant to get up super early. I'm like...
So here's an interesting thing.
5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like,
we got a preview today of how much Mike Trudell loves John Ireland. So he comes up to Corporate Greg, and we're kind of sitting down at the table. It's like, hey, Trudell, what's going on? It's like, hey, you know, where's John and Steve? I'm like, I don't know. They left at 6 a.m. They should be here in a second. He goes, yeah, I wonder if John had gotten any sleep. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. He's like, yeah, you know, I really worry about him sometimes. Like, and we're like, yeah, that's sort of his bit, but yeah. He seems to be doing okay, you know. And he's like, yeah, I just really worry about him.
It was completely like, well, that's
sincere.
That's very nice of him.
Yeah, yeah,
completely sincere.
He's right. I should be worried, but I slept last night. I went to bed kind of early, 10.
Yeah.
I woke up at 3, so that's pretty good for me.
I went to bed kind of early. I went to bed at 8. And woke up at 5.
But do you, so I went to bed at 10 and I woke up at 3, but I set my alarm for 3 because I had to get up. Oh. Do you set your alarm or you just wake up?
No, I just wake up. I set my alarm for 5 just in case.
Right.
Because I took some gummies, if you know what I mean.
I do. Well, yeah, I know.
But I just woke up at 3, which was fine.
Pete Arbogast just texted.
I got a lot done.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he says, I hate mornings. I usually get up at 8:30.
I would.
Oh, actually, 9:30.
I've never woken up at 9:30 in my entire life.
Is this a bit or is this
no,
real?
No, I just got this text from Pete. Gets up at 9:30.
Is he going to grind?
This morning he didn't.
No, this morning he was up early. See, I feel like when I did mornings, it's almost like when I wake up, I need to do a show. No, because it's as long as when you wake up, the show comes right after, that works for me. But if there's like this 5 hours or 6 hours like there is today, I feel like I'm shot today on the air. Do I not seem off on the air?
Well, you don't have to do anything else after this, right?
No, I'm just getting my acupuncture.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'm
maybe you'll
relax
fall asleep
after
during
this.
Acupuncture, which is
that's
awesome.
That's the best
then
way.
Then you just wake up and you feel great.
That's the best way.
Can you do cupping too or just acupuncture?
I'm definitely going to do cupping.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the cupping works. Have you had cupping, John?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever had a
No, but somebody was telling me the other day I should do it.
Oh, I could give you cupping.
You could
I know
cupping?
How to do it. Yeah,
wait,
I could
wait,
cup
whoa,
you.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
You know how to do it?
I do. Yeah.
Oh. Well, Mace knows how to do a lot of things, especially if the room is dark.
No, I know I know how to cup. I'm a good cupper.
So, will you cup? I hope Pete enjoyed that.
Yes.
Will you cup Cappy and I in your home?
Not in my home.
Well,
stop
where are
trying
you gonna,
to come to my house.
Where are you going to cup us?
Why do you want to be in my
You're
house
just
going to so
cup
bad?
Us here?
By the way, he already said Chris Wan's out of town. You and Cappy should have just gone
no,
over
that's
there.
That's
an hour
no,
ago.
If we would have knocked, like the song by Tony Orlando and Don, if we would have knocked 3 times on the ceiling.
Yeah, I would not have answered the door if you were knocking. But no, I do know how to cup. I'll cup you guys at the East Central.
So you want to come into our hotel room
correct.
And cup us?
Yes.
Okay.
I will cup you.
Can we leave the lights on or do we have to turn them off?
Whatever you're most comfortable with.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it does work. I mean, the first time people saw it was really swimmers, right?
Now,
like Michael Phelps had the cupping.
So obviously we're shirtless when you cup us.
Yes.
Will you be shirtless too?
No. There's no reason. If I'm not being cupped, there's no reason for me to be shirtless.
There's a song. Is this the hook though? Well, we might need to wait. Oh, here it comes.
Knock 3 times.
If you want Mace to cup you,
right.
He'll turn the lights off if you ask.
I will do it if you want me to do it.
You have to go shirtless.
So, Tony Orlando is very big with directives. Knock three times.
Yes, tie a yellow ribbon. He was always telling people. He was so bossy. Always telling people what to do.
Did anybody tie the yellow ribbon anymore or no?
I don't think so. It should. That was a, what
around
was,
the old oak tree.
What was the tie the yellow ribbon?
You're coming back from war.
Coming back from fighting. And right. Then if you still want me, tie a yellow ribbon. And then he comes back and he's got 1,000 yellow ribbons.
Whatever happened to Don? There were two of them.
Was that two Dons?
Whatever happened to the two Dons?
He went through two Dons?
Yeah.
And that's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, they're like Andrew Ridgely from Wham. They just disappear. Tony Orlando's working solo now, I think.
Somebody
told
me, either one of you guys watched the Wham documentary? I heard it was good.
No,
I
haven't yet. Is it good?
Yeah, I heard it was good.
Yeah. So we're going to try something new. Laura has got a bunch of stuff. We're calling this Laura's Sound Dump.
It's time on Mason and Ireland for Laura's Sound Dump.
Take
it away, Vanessa.
All right, guys. I do have a few things. I want to start with this. I know we all talked about how bad the All-Star game was.
Yes.
And how it needs major changes. Well, Draymond feels like he has a solution. Hear what he has to say.
It's called game day for a reason. Because everything you do that day is to prepare for the game. The All-Star game, you do a million other things before the game. And then you're asking the highest level of athletes to then go exert an extreme amount of energy. So if you want the game to be a game, you need to make sure that guys can prepare for what? A game. The NBA should be covering physios being there. That physio's travel, that physio's hotel room, that physio being at the arena. Everybody keeps saying, oh man, raise it up to $1 million. That's when you're gonna get guys hurt. Because if it's the same obligations to where you can't focus on getting your body ready for a game, and then you're gonna say, hey, here's a bright, shiny object that is $1 million. That's when you're going to get guys getting hurt. Why? Because they are exerting energy to get $1 million and not properly prepared to exert that energy. So if we want this to be a real game, let's make this a real game.
Yeah, he makes a really interesting point, which is that the All-Star game involves like long introductions and pregame stuff and everybody's, and they don't get a chance to prepare for the game the way a real game would go. So if you want to make it a real game, go through the normal pregame ritual and not all the hoopla and the on stage and all that stuff.
Yeah, he was talking about physio. What he means is physical trainers. Yes. Like each player would have a physical trainer. But Laura, you got to do both. If you just bring in physical trainers and treat it like a game day, but don't give them any money, they're still not going to go hard. You got to give them the money too. You got to do both. Give them the $1 million and let the physical trainers come in. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Yeah. The reason why I was like, yeah, I knew it, because Brian was like, what's physio? And then Greg over here thought it was a TV brand.
I thought it was Vizio.
Vizio TV.
And I was like, I don't think that's what they meant.
He's talking about a Vizio TV.
He means all these guys have personal trainers. He wants them at the All-Star game.
Mace is going to be Cappy and I's physio.
Oh, that's right. Lord. I'll be your physio.
Cappy does crack you pretty good, Morales.
Yeah, but now Mace is going to cup us.
Going to cup away.
We could cup and crack.
Yeah, go.
All
what
right.
A day.
Well,
call it
note.
A day after that.
All right, so I know you guys all saw that A-Rod looked a little toasty, and people had a lot of comments about that.
Yep.
Well, he told us why he looked a lot toasty.
All right, everybody. I know that I'm dark, but I am Dominican, and I went on vacation, and I fell asleep in the sun. So everybody calm down. Tranquilito, suavecito, mi gente. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I thought it looked really... Do you buy that it was he fell asleep in the sun?
I do.
I think he's got a tanning bed at home. I
well,
say tanning
that?
Bed. There's nothing wrong with it.
I would love to have a
but
tanning bed at home.
But at some point, stop. At some point, like, once you get to a certain shade, you're like, okay, I've arrived. This is all I need. It's the tanness, the degree of tanness, I thought was out of control there.
I want to know where he went.
Somewhere in the DR, right?
Well, he says he's Dominican. He didn't say he went to the Dominican.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Because it depends. Like, if you tell me you went to Punta Cana, like, I've been there and I got toasty. I was like, oh, I finally look really brown. I love this. But other places that you go, you know, you don't get that much sun. So I kind of feel
it's a
like
very weird look,
a...
especially for Minneapolis, Minnesota. You don't see a lot of tans in Minneapolis. All right.
All right. I have another one.
Okay.
So we're going to go back to Draymond. He has a comment about why Jason Tatum won't be the MVP. And this is what he has to say.
JT will not be taken serious for the MVP until he wins a championship. And it just hasn't been that way for everybody else. I must say, it was not that way for Joker. It's not that way for Giannis. It's not that way for Joel. I mean, golly, that is brutal. Young fella, I don't know how the goalpost moved on you like that. But they should acknowledge it because those are the facts.
Okay. So he's wrong on this from this respect. Embiid won the MVP last year without winning a championship.
Jokic won MVP 2 years in a row before he won a championship.
Without winning a championship. Yeah. So I disagree with this entirely. Jason Tatum is certainly a top three MVP candidate right now,
don't
you think?
Top two.
Top two, you think it's him or Jokic again?
Yeah.
Well, he's saying kind of the opposite. He's saying that Tatum has to win a championship when other guys don't.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
But why does he? Yeah, it's unexplained why he thinks that though. Like, why does Tatum have to win it and Jokic didn't and Embiid didn't?
Basically, he's saying it's because it's the foreign players get a pass.
Yeah, he's throwing a shot.
Yeah.
Bam. Bam.
Did we read that wrong? Because that's what I got.
Is that what you got, Ireland?
I'm not sure what he's trying to suggest, but if he's saying that you have to win an MVP before you get, or you have to win a title before you get MVP votes, I could give you a long list.
It just doesn't hold up.
It's a regular season award, so it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Because he's saying, why did the goalpost move for you?
The goalpost moved for Tatum.
For Tatum only.
He needs to get a championship before they'll allow him.
Well, he could very well win the MVP this year. I mean, Ireland says top two.
Yeah, probably not.
Jokic or Tatum.
I heard Stephen A. say he's number one on his list.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the best record in the league at this point. So, and he's the best player on the best team at this moment. To me, that means MVP.
I mean, Draymond does like to troll.
Yes, he does.
Just saying.
You got one more?
I do. So, okay, so you guys know the whole frenemy situation between Shaq and Chuck.
Yep.
And he threw a little stray at Shaq. Go ahead, Brian.
Arlene Crouter also plays on the LPGA Tour from Germany. Has taught me my favorite German word, Nebpferd.
Do I want to know what that is?
It's hippopotamus. It means the horse of the Nile.
Oh, I know a hippopotamus. He works on TNT on Thursday night.
I wanted to know, have you guys ever thrown a little subtle shot at somebody, but they never actually caught it?
Oh, my God. We throw so many shots, both subtle and not subtle, at this radio station.
Yeah, I think most people don't catch it.
Yeah, most people do not. And I know for a fact. I mean, I hear about it on social media afterwards. Shinano said this. Kaplan said this. It's just them. I never get strays from Travis or Sleeve.
They're scared.
Yeah,
they're scared.
they stand their ground. But in the case of Shinano and Cap and Morales.
Yeah, I do a lot of subtle.
I can't keep track of all the.
But that's part of the fun.
But you catch them.
That's like Ross Porter today, not so subtle.
Not subtle at all.
Sorry.
All right, there you have it. There is your Laura sound dump.
That was your Laura sound dump of the day.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
All right, coming up next, John, $3.72 million is what somebody paid for a box of trading cards.
They were
hockey cards. I will explain it coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're hiring, you got to use ZipRecruiter, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. Or, as my buddy Ian Siegel says, they don't leave anything to chance. How quick can ZipRecruiter help you? 4 out of 5 businesses who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. Just go to that web address, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, crap. God. 321 in the Southland on a live Bemidji Tuesday.
What a day to be alive.
One of the Mount Rushmores of Yacht Rock. Little Christopher Cross.
Yes.
We go ride like the wind, sucker.
Yeah. So this is...
By the way, Security Alex downstairs has reported to Shinano, who just came in, that Cappy is walking around in circles aimlessly around the property.
Is that right? Well,
and that surprises you. Why?
I
just wonder what he's up to.
Doing the Cappy cast earlier. Now he's just wandering.
He's wandering in circles around the LA Live property.
God bless him.
I don't think he realizes they're always watching.
Yeah, they're always out there. Always out there. All right, so John, you trading card, baseball cards, sports cards, hockey cards, all this stuff can be very, very valuable.
Yeah, I gave all mine away when I was little. I still have a signed Shaquille O'Neal rookie card that's worth some money.
I'm sure it's worth some money.
But that's, you know, you have like 900 Frank Thomas cards, right?
I have so many Frank Thomas cards, it's unbelievable, and they apparently are not worth anything close to what I paid for them.
All right,
but
so, okay.
A Wayne Gretzky rookie card sold for $3.75 million in 2021. This guy, Canadian man, spent $3.75 million buying a box of unopened cards in the hopes of getting one or multiple Wayne Gretzky rookie cards in the batch.
That's when you have too much money.
He spent 3.72. The card's worth 3.75, I think, right?
Yeah.
So it's an interesting investment. Obviously, this guy's got a ton of money to throw around. But does the investment make sense to you?
It makes more sense to me than what we talked about yesterday.
Yes.
Which is the memorabilia, because I think a lot of the memorabilia is fake.
Yes.
With cards, you know they have a certain value, particularly if they're in mint condition.
Yes.
So I think this makes more sense to me than what we were talking about yesterday.
Because the chances are he's got at least one Gretzky rookie card in that box.
But there is no guarantee.
But there is no guarantee. If you had the money, is that a gamble you would take?
No. Yeah. I mean, if I knew, if you had a Gretzky card and I could have it, and I could have it appraised, I would consider it. Because it's like a piece of art. You can turn around and sell it.
It's almost like a stock.
But like after we had the discussion yesterday about signed memorabilia, I had forgotten about this. I got a text from a friend of mine at KCAL.
Okay.
KCAL has a consumer reporter named David Goldstein.
Oh, yeah. He's really he's good.
Mace, he's married to someone you know from your Channel 11 days. He's married to Dorothy Lucy.
Oh, yeah. Dorothy's great.
She used to do the show with Steve Edwards.
Yes, she's fantastic. I like Dorothy.
So Dave is a spectacular consumer reporter. Like, he's done all this stuff. So after Kobe passed away, he went out and did a story about all of the spike in Kobe signed memorabilia that happened as a result of his death, because so many people wanted something to remember Kobe by. And the conclusion that David came to was 90% of it fake.
90%.
90. With baseball cards or hockey cards in this case, there is no disputing whether or not
it's a real card.
There's something tangible there. I would never buy a signed ball, game-worn jersey, any of that stuff, because I think they can make it up. But for cards, I would consider it.
Yeah. By the way, eBay is where people buy a lot of this stuff.
Right.
And, you know, like there's an autographed lithograph of Kobe here for $7,000. Now, there is no way to know if that's real.
Right.
None.
Right.
You can't buy it. Spend that money.
What David did was, David Goldstein did when he was doing this piece for KCBS, he went out and bought a signed Kobe jersey.
Yep.
Like from a memorabilia place.
Sure.
Then took it to an authenticator. The guy said, this isn't it. Somebody other than Kobe signed this.
Wow.
So that's the risk you run.
Yeah.
Stay away from the signed stuff.
And don't buy stuff on eBay. eBay, it's complete. You can't trust anything, on at least in this category of memorabilia and signed memorabilia, signed baseball, signed basketball. You cannot trust any of that
right.
stuff. Any
completely
of that stuff
agree.
At all. But the trading card, the baseball card,
yeah,
hockey card thing is interesting.
Right. And I would be more interested in that
yeah.
than in a piece of memorabilia that I can't verify is actually what they say it is.
So
At least the card has a tangible value.
So in the 80s, I used to buy trading cards. I used to buy baseball cards in lots.
Okay.
So, for example, as in the same way I have 800 Frank Thomas rookie cards, Leaf rookie cards, I also have 800 Ron Gant rookie cards. If you remember who Ron Gant was.
For the Braves, he's
pretty
good.
So what I was doing, I was speculating. I was based on being rookies, I'd buy a bunch of their cards in the hopes that they would be great and go to the Hall of Fame. In the case of Frank Thomas, it worked, except the cards aren't worth anything.
Yeah.
Is that because he's hawking testosterone all night long?
Oh, he is all over the testosterone. What is that thing?
Nugenics.
Total
T. Yeah.
With Doug Flutie and Frank.
Yeah, I would endorse that.
And
why don't we
Andy
get those
Van
guys
Slyke's
on there?
In there, too.
We're talking to a different place.
Yeah, I could use a little extra tea, I think.
I don't think so. By what you describe, you've got plenty
of
tea.
Oh, that's true. I'm loaded with tea.
If you have too much tea, you might be out of control.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't take anything like that that keeps me awake more than I'm already awake.
Right. No, well, that's true.
It's not talking about keeping your brain awake. It's something. You
know. I don't have any problems in that area. But
well, I didn't say you did. I'm just saying Mace says he's, what is your thing? You're a Bob Sack in the chat. What do you say?
Bobcat in the sack.
Yeah.
He doesn't need it anymore. So you don't need it.
Yeah,
right.
I don't need it.
There
I don't need it. But I'll endorse it.
Yeah,
you know me.
Wait, can we get a deal out of it, Chris? Because you know us.
We'll add it to the list.
I'm all over it. All right, coming up next, you found this Patrick Beverley thing. What's it like when players confront officials?
This really surprised me because I always think NBA officials simply say nothing. Like they let you blow off steam, and if you cross the line, they tee you up. But as it turns out, that's not true, and we'll explain coming up.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
331.
Oh, God. The off-air stuff is spectacular.
It's been good today.
Oh, man, I wish you guys could be here.
Mason and Ireland. Don't forget, Super Crosstalk in about 25 minutes. Cappy and Sha. And then Sonato and Cap for a live Imaging Tuesday this afternoon.
That'll be fun.
I think we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Cappy and I got out of control last night at Yard.
I heard you guys ate
We went after
it. What did you eat?
We'll tell you later.
Just at Yard House?
Last night after the Lakers All Access.
And you killed it.
So there were two different bills, I'll just tell you that. Like two parts of the night. That's how hard we were going.
Wow.
I like it. Anybody have the corporate
card?
Was that like double dinner?
Sedano paid for one part as a nice gesture on his way out, like a secret.
Oh,
but he might have used the ESPN corporate card.
Did he do the trick where he went to the waiter?
No, he was leaving. And we told him, hey, you just got tuna tartare or whatever. We'll take care of that.
Yeah, right.
We're going to go after it tonight.
Sure.
So, you know, we were talking about Vero Beach. Mason pulled one of the great pranks of all time on one of our former bosses. We were at Vero Beach and we were in the bar.
We're telling all the stories today, aren't we?
And
what'd you do? Was it a dark room?
Oh, it was great.
So
may I?
You want to tell it?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so we were in at Vero Beach at Dodger
and we were doing
Dodger
the
Town.
Show from a bar.
From a bar. No, there was a private bar where Peter O'Malley was and everybody, all the Dodgers.
This is when you guys were at like 11:50?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Peter O'Malley is there.
We had a brand new program director.
And, I don't drink around, generally speaking. I wasn't going to drink around Peter O'Malley. I wasn't going to drink at Dodger Town. That was not my thing. So,
right.
But the boss said, when I said, no, I won't have a drink, he called me the P word.
Did he say buddy or not?
No, it wasn't Mike Thompson.
Okay.
No, it was not that. It was somebody else.
Okay.
Called me the P word. I'm like, well, I'll tell you what. Let's go out and get a drink tonight. So we went to TGI Fridays.
In Vero Beach.
Which was the classiest place in Vero Beach at that point. And I said, let's start drinking some margaritas. Let's have margaritas. So, and I want a double. So they bring a double margarita for me, and they bring a double margarita for this guy. And at that point, I go to the can, and I say to the waitress, do me a favor.
Well, you slipped her money.
I slipped her money. I said, do me a favor. For the rest of the night, put no alcohol in my margaritas.
Right.
And go ahead and keep giving them doubles. That I drank that guy under the table. I was not drinking any alcohol.
And
he got absolutely hammered.
And we didn't
see him for 2 days.
Well, so much so that he couldn't walk.
Oh, yeah, he couldn't walk out. But I kept ordering doubles, and he's like,
it was one of the great prints. And this guy was like down and out for the count for 2 days.
Oh, yeah, out of it. That's a good trick.
But it's not fun because you're not, I mean, you don't need to not walk, but you might have a couple. But last night wasn't about drinking. It was about eating.
Yes.
We went after the fried food, and we went out hard.
Yeah, Cappy said all carbs.
All carbs.
Yeah. And Cappy's concerned about his...
I don't know why. He's fine.
He's fine.
What does he want to do?
It's not... No, at some
at
point...
At his age.
At some point in your life,
he's worried about... Greg,
he's worried, yeah, he's worried about Rachel leaving him. He wants to keep slim.
At some point in your life, you realize, hey, I'm never going to be an underwear model. That's basically it. I realize that very young.
I still have hope, but I could be a Husky underwear model.
Yeah, you could be... Well,
for the Bears.
Yeah, for the Bears. You and the Bears.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, so Patrick Beverley.
Okay, so Patrick Beverley has a podcast.
Yep.
And as we all know, Patrick Beverley, who played for the Lakers, he played for the Clippers, he runs on tilt.
Yep.
Pat is always yelling at people. So everybody in the league generally knows the name Scott Foster. He's the guy they ask to ref all the big games in the NBA Finals. And Scott Foster
has a thing with Chris Paul.
Right. And has for years. And so there was a game that had already been decided. And Scott Foster called an 8-second violation on somebody.
Yeah.
Like, didn't get the ball across half court. And Patrick Beverley said, hey, Scott, don't call that blank. I got blank to do. Let's get out of here. And then Pat picks up the story from there. Here it is.
You know, Pat, rules are rules, man. I don't want to hear that. Mind you, Scott is my favorite ref. I've been, like, publicly, you're my favorite ref. Love you to death. I love how you call the game. If I say some attack me, but you know if I'm being disrespectful. You feel me? You know if I use curse words. You can feel if I'm being disrespectful. I go, hey, Scott, don't make me call Chris Paul on your ass. His response, right? He could gave me a tack. Could have, I want to hear that shit. Don't be disrespectful. Pat gave me a tack. Pat, Chris Paul ain't got your number.
How about Scott Foster?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
You know, saying, like, what are you doing?
But that grudge is legit, right?
With Chris Paul and Scott Foster? Yeah.
Has it ever been?
1-15. Yeah, they had a meeting together. They had a sit down with Adam Silver.
And is it fixed? And
no, he keeps losing.
Oh, man. See, that's actually not right at all. You got to officiate impartially, don't you?
Correct. And the NBA insists Scott is, but. It wouldn't be that difficult just to not assign Scott Foster to a Chris Paul game.
Yeah.
Chris Paul plays for one of 30 NBA teams.
Who was Tim Duncan? Didn't Tim Duncan have
Joey
one of these?
Crawford.
Joey Crawford, yeah.
Crawford threw Tim Duncan out of a game once because he thought he was looking at him funny.
Really?
He goes, you, out. And Tim Duncan goes, what are you talking about? He goes, I saw you staring at me.
Oh, man. See, that stuff's crazy.
Yeah.
That stuff's
I think Joey
crazy.
Gets suspended for a game over that.
Yeah, and rightfully so. And rightfully so. Yeah, today was a special day, I think. It was a cool day. It was a fun day. Morales, if you're just tuning in, Morales did a great job of introducing us. I think the whole Chris Morales speech is on social.
Yeah, I believe they posted from when Pete begins it.
Yeah, and I think our speech is there too, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. I thought I did okay. What's weird is I feel like Mason on the radio is different from Mason live.
Well, okay. That's always been true.
Yeah. I wasn't... Mason.
You're more shy when you're not on the radio.
I am a little shy. As Sedona would say, I'm a little socially awkward. Do you think I'm socially awkward?
Yes.
A little. Not as much as I think you do.
I can turn it on.
Yes.
Like when I need to, I can turn it on.
Yes.
But it's not always there. Sometimes like...
No, you're socially awkward.
Well, a lot of
you really think so?
But that's not a bad thing. A lot of great talent are. Most great talent, honestly, are socially awkward.
Yeah, here's the weird thing. I'm fairly introverted. I'm not really an extrovert, except when I'm on the radio, and I'm.
But that's not a bad thing.
You don't think?
No. Again, most great talent are not great in person a lot of times.
So what did you think of my speech? Give it a score, 1 to 10.
You were going great, and then you flubbed a line or something, and it threw you off a little bit.
Yeah, it did.
I didn't notice going. Oh, that sucked. I thought it was good.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe you were looking for something else.
Yeah, I was, you know, it's... Dude,
and you kept trying to look over at John and get John involved. John wasn't going to be involved.
No, John was not going to be involved.
Well, I knew I was going to talk
John,
after
right,
that.
Yeah, John was going to get another
You should have just gone full steam ahead.
Yeah, and John did. John was smart. He told a Vin Scully story. You cannot go wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right, let me do Game of Games coming up here in the meantime.
Jacob's here, too.
Oh, Jacob's here.
Yeah.
Excellent. Whose game is it?
Me.
Oh, John's game. Excellent. Hey, life is a journey. I love working with the LA County Department of Mental Health. And if you are having problems in your life, whether that be you're depressed, I heard from a guy on social, who says he...
I'm going to be depressed if the Lakers lose to the Clippers tomorrow.
There you go. Talked to a guy on social, sent me a note saying he went through a stretch where he couldn't get out of bed. That's a regular thing. If you're depressed, that's what happens. Or if you're anxious, you're nervous at work, or everything's overwhelming you, or you're having relationship problems, the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. They offer more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline if you're having problems. 800-854-7771. If you're having problems, 800-854-7771, or you can visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and the great Jacob Imrani is here. Jacob, how you doing?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Awesome.
Jacob,
awesome,
is it true when I was out last week that you won Game of Games?
I sure did.
It was. Excellent. Yes. See if you can make it two in a row. Yeah. Greg, it's very tight. What's the score?
Very tight. Ireland 4, Bergman 3, Mason 3, Pepe 2, Laura 2, Sedano 1, Brian 1, DeMarco 1, Beto 1, Jacob won.
Yes.
Wow. Jacob won.
Love hearing my name in that group.
We have five players today. Brian, Greg, Mace, Laura, Jacob. Ooh. Here we go.
A win, I take the lead.
True.
Oh, wow.
Jacob, a win for you, and you're one out of the lead. That would be pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The Lakers play the Clippers tomorrow night in the final meeting of the season between the two LA teams, unless they meet again in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's never happened before, by the way.
Yep.
So I have a list of 10 names. These guys played for either the Lakers, the Clippers, or both.
Okay.
Those are the only three choices.
Got it.
It's great for you, Jacob.
All right?
Yes, it is.
So that's the game.
Yep.
Lakers, Clippers, or both.
Got it.
Okay.
Pressure.
Here we go. Name number one, John Berry, Brent Berry's brother. John Berry, Brian, Lakers, Clippers, or both?
I'm going to go Lakers.
Okay, Greg.
Clippers.
Mace.
Clippers.
Laura.
I'm going to go both.
Jacob.
I don't remember him playing for the Clippers. I mean, for the Lakers. But I'm going to go for both as well.
Brian Cohen has the lead. The Lakers only for John Berry.
Really?
Shaq once called him the best shooter on our team.
Oh,
he was there during the Shaq-Kobe years.
Brent Berry was on the Clippers.
Correct.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right,
number two. Brian has the lead.
Okay.
Number two, Glenn Rice. Greg, Glenn Rice. Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Lakers.
Mace.
Lakers.
Laura.
Yeah, with the crowd right now, Lakers.
Jacob.
Lakers.
Brian.
I'm going to go both here.
Brian is up 2-0.
Oh.
He played his last season with the Clippers.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Not going well.
On a roll.
Brian 2, everybody else, Bupkis. All right, number three. Joe Bryant, Kobe's dad. Hmm. Lakers, Clippers, or both? Mace.
Both.
Laura.
Both? I don't know.
Okay. Jacob.
Clippers.
Brian.
I'm going to go Clippers.
Greg.
Clippers.
Clippers is the correct answer.
Nice,
Brian is 3-for-3.
Wow. Okay. Brian.
Now Greg and Jacob have a point. All right. Number four. Laura, this one coming to you.
Okay.
Sasha Vujicic appeared on Sedano and Cap yesterday. Sasha Vujicic, Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Lakers.
Jacob.
Lakers.
Brian.
I'm going to go Lakers.
Greg.
Lakers.
Mace.
I think it is Lakers.
The answer is both.
Oh, he played for the Clippers.
He played for the Clippers after he played for the Lakers.
I don't remember him with
the Clippers. I do not remember.
All right, Brian 3, Greg and Jacob 1 each.
It was right there for me, too.
All right, Jacob, this one coming to you. Rajon Rondo, Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Both.
Brian.
Lakers.
Greg.
I don't remember him on the Clippers at all. I'll go Lakers.
Mace.
Lakers.
Laura.
I don't remember him as a Clipper, so I'm just going to go Lakers.
Jacob Imrani is the winner. You knew, too, right?
I knew that one.
Yeah, yes. that he played after he played for the Lakers, he played for the Clippers.
Because when he got picked up by the Lakers right after he left the – I mean, got picked up by the Clippers right after the Lakers. Right. I was like, oh, my God, they got him?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, yeah. Brian 3, Jacob 2, Greg 1.
I'm usually good at this game.
We're going back to the beginning.
Okay.
Brian, Jordan Farmar. Lakers, Clippers, or both?
I'm going to go both.
Greg.
I'm going Lakers.
Mace.
I'm going both.
Laura.
I'm going with Greg, Lakers.
Jacob.
Both.
Both is the correct answer. Played for the Clippers after he played for the Lakers. Yes. Brian 3.
I'm so bad.
Brian 4. Jacob 3. Greg and Mace 1 each.
How many left?
4.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You need to really.
I don't think I am.
Yeah, I got to figure this out.
Get into
all right, Greg,
mode.
We're starting with you. Yeah. Our friend Ryan Hollins, Hobo.
Hobo Hollins.
Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Clippers.
Mace.
Clippers.
Laura.
Now let's go 0-0-0. I'll go both.
You'll go both. Okay, Jacob.
Clippers.
Brian.
Clippers.
Clippers is the correct answer. Never played for the Lakers. Brian 5, Jacob 4, Mace 2, Craig 2. Laura, you don't have any?
I'm going she's zero going, now.
All right, you're
Curtis.
Now out,
it's
Laura.
Gonna, well, no, she's going
no,
for the
she's
Curtis.
Going for the
oh,
Curtis.
Oh, you're going for the Turtle.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
You're back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is why I said both.
Yeah. Greg, you went first that time, right?
Yes, I did.
All right, well, there's only three left, so I'll make Brian go first. All right, Brian, Doug Christie. His wife once hit Rick Fox in the head with her purse.
Purse. Yeah.
Doug Christie, Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Let's go Clippers.
Greg.
Well, I need to make up points, right?
Yeah, he went Clippers.
Yeah, I'm going both.
Okay, Mace.
Both.
Laura.
Damn, I was going to say both. I'll say Lakers.
Well, you can.
Okay, Jacob.
I'm going both.
The correct answer is both.
I'm alive
yeah,
still.
Which means Laura's still alive with two left. Brian, you got that, right?
No,
I said Clippers.
Not.
I got that
okay,
wrong.
So that's why it's tied. All right, Jacob 5, Brian 5.
Jacob, you're right there again.
Laura, okay, Greg and Mace, you guys are in it, but you got to go opposite of
okay,
the leaders.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so Jacob, I'll go to you first. Smush Parker. Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Both.
Brian.
I'm going to go both, too.
Greg and Mace, you want to?
I'm going Lakers.
I'm going Lakers.
Okay, Laura.
I'm going Clippers.
The answer is both.
Oh. Yeah, I knew it was both.
We have a two-horse race.
Yep.
Mason and Greg are out, but Laura is in.
I'm in for the
She's
Curtis.
She's going for the Curtis.
Yes.
She is 0-9.
That is incredible. Congratulations, Laura.
I actually do know some of these, but I'm. Yeah.
You're going for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, the last one. This guy played for 12 teams in his NBA career. Laura, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Jim Jackson, who now works for TNT. Jim Jackson, Lakers, Clippers, or both?
I am going to go both.
Okay. Brian, Lakers, Clippers, or both?
I'm going to go Clippers.
Jacob, Lakers, Clippers,
now,
or both?
They're tied, so
right.
You don't have to make a move if you don't want to, but what do you
Lakers,
think?
Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Both.
Jacob, it was right there for you. It's Lakers.
Lakers!
Laura gets the Curtis.
Yes.
It was Lakers. I was like, come on.
I was screaming
on.
Back here, Lakers,
I
Lakers,
he
Lakers.
I thought he would play for the.
No, it was not. No. He played for the Lakers, but not for the Clippers. So that means we have a tiebreaker. Ooh. Jacob. Gonna get you something to write with. I got a miss. Okay,
and Laura is legitimately now the new Curtis because it's only
right.
two answers,
okay,
10
does
questions.
Does it count if I like it, knew the answers?
No,
to
no. It counts. Okay. You went 0-10.
We now we call it 10. The Romo.
Oh, Brian, you got something to write. You got something to write down, Brian. Jacob,
yep,
I just hooked
Romo.
Up. All right, here
I'm
it is.
I'm okay with that. Tony Romo gets it. You know.
According to Basketball Reference, how many players in NBA history have played for both the Lakers and the Clippers? Closest wins, and you can go over. So, according to Basketball Reference, in NBA history, how many players have played for both the Lakers and the Clippers? Brian, do you have a number written down?
Yep.
Jacob, do you have a number written down?
Yes.
Brian, what'd you write down?
45.
Jacob, what'd you write down?
14.
We have a winner. And that winner is Brian Cohen.
Oh, Brian.
The correct answer is 67.
67?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. I never would have thought that
well,
many.
Well, think about Matt Barnes, Chris Kamen, oh, yeah, all no, those people up. I had sure. in there, Norm oh, Nixon. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Good job, Brian.
Jacob,
thank you.
Again, hey, the
no,
silver
no,
medal.
I felt good about that one. And, that was okay.
Yeah.
No, that was a very good performance.
That was a
very
good one.
Strong
you're,
performance.
You're a very strong player.
Now, where does...
either finish first or second every single
does
time.
Does Brian now have a chance to win the whole
yes,
month?
Yes, this is the closest it's very much ever been. So, Ireland 4, Bergman 3, Mason 3, Brian 3, Laura 2, still alive.
You're very much so.
Wow. What a...
And Michael's game tomorrow, so anybody can
uh-oh.
Win it.
Yeah.
And it's been renamed.
Yes.
Now,
the Romo.
If you miss the everything, Romo. It's the full Romo.
I'm okay with
so
that.
So, Jacob, what's up, man?
All's
well,
good.
How are you feeling about the Lakers right now? How are you feeling?
We need
so
to win.
So the good news, yeah. Jacob, is we've got 11 of our next 12 at Crypto. Yes.
The bad news is they're really
the
good teams.
The schedule is brutal.
Yes.
This week alone, you know, we already lost in Phoenix on Sunday. No. We got to play the Clippers tomorrow. We've had the Wizards Thursday, should win that game. But then Denver comes here Saturday. Mm. So it's going to be hard. They're right now a half a game ahead of the Warriors, but the Warriors play at Washington tonight. The worst team in the
good East. Spot for them. So likely yeah. tied tomorrow.
So, yeah, we're going to be tied for 10th. Tomorrow, and that means the Clipper game becomes really important.
They got to get out of
listen,
the 10,
I think it's
right?
a crucial time right now. It's no longer, you know, we got some time. We're going to play together. This is the time. You're going to have, you
23
know,
23 games yeah. left.
That's it. And you got 12 of them at home back to back.
Yep.
You need to go in there and you need to go 8-3, 9-2. And they can do that. You know, I know they come out against the Clippers, John, and they really come out. But yep. this is the time to really win, especially well, with Paul George out.
Yeah, Paul George is not playing. They announced it today. So
no, he's out. Okay.
He's out. So the Lakers have an advantage there. But I did the game Sunday in Phoenix. They announced before the game Bradley Beal was out, and we lost anyway. So let's see how it goes.
What's interesting is barring the playoffs, if the Lakers-Clippers were to meet in the playoffs, barring the playoffs, this will be the final Clippers-Lakers-Clippers home game at Crypto.com Arena.
Right, because right. they're going into the Intuit into Dome it. Next year.
Yeah, so this is the final matchup unless they meet in the playoffs.
Right.
Which is...
We're going to get it.
You feel good about tomorrow night?
We're winning tomorrow night. We're winning tomorrow night.
I actually feel like they're going to win tomorrow night.
Excellent.
Also.
We yeah. need it. Yeah. We need some John's karma. Like, all right.
Yeah. I'm glad take you guys are positive. Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah. yeah. Hey, Jacob, great seeing you. Don't forget Game of Games is
almost,
brought to you
Jacob.
By,
well done.
By
thanks,
Call
guys.
Jacob. If you are involved in any kind of accident, you want Jacob right away, go to calljacob.com. Let's do some super crosstalk.
Wait, this is pretty. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Jacob and Ronnie!
There you go. There's some Cappy. So, Shidano, what's up, man?
I'm good. You guys, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the shout-out. It was unnecessary.
No, I really feel good about that.
I thought that the best part that made me mm-hmm. chuckle was when you were saying everybody's name and you got to mine, you said George and then you said
yeah,
Sedano.
I did.
You caught yourself. It made me howl with laughter,
yeah,
laugh out
that
loud.
That was great.
Yeah, I bet you were going to do the bit.
Yeah. yeah. But honestly, that I was just speaking from the heart. I think yeah. this is the most fun radio station I've had.
And you even Chris, which is the bigger surprise,
yeah.
you kept it short and sweet.
Yeah. No, yeah. I was not going to keep people a long time.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of awards and all
yeah.
that
well,
stuff.
Well, I could understand because you're, again, I've said this before, in person, you're a little more understated in a scenario like that than you are in front of a microphone in a studio where you're comfortable.
Yeah, I just said that. I feel like I'm not even, like I'm a different person
you are.
When I'm
you're a little
live.
Bipolar that way.
Yeah, I am.
But Christopher, as we know, loves himself some Christopher.
He is an extrovert.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But he played it down the middle, and I was very impressed.
Yes,
he did.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, congratulations to you guys. Seriously, that is so well-deserved. Like you said it, Mace, to have 20 years in this industry is insane. 20 years on the same radio station?
It's weird, right?
Almost unheard of.
Yeah.
30 years crazy. And I think that Chris said it best. And I was sitting there watching that 5-minute video that we put out. But when you think about some of the all-time great radio teams in LA, not sports radio, radio, Mason and Ireland, to your credit, you guys are right there. And you know what that is? That's just total professionalism. Because really the truth is, most people in this business, especially like talk radio, they're just not reliable people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but plus, I mean, you said it in your speech, Mace. A lot of it is luck.
We've been very lucky. So much of it is luck.
But what is luck? Yeah. What is luck?
Luck is where preparation meets opportunity.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kobe.
Yeah.
That's right.
John Wooden.
Well, yes.
Kobe stole it from John Wooden.
Yeah. And then we just stole it from Kobe, who then stole it from John Wooden.
Right. And we stole it again.
Yes. So how was Lakers All Access?
It was fun. We got free bottles of wine from Sasha Vujicic.
That's right. It's good. He's given it to me before.
Sasha was supposed to bring a bottle of wine for me.
He was supposed to bring a bottle of wine for you.
I think Cappy took it.
Did you take the bottle of wine that I was supposed to get?
So first of all, just so you know.
Yeah.
Sasha and I.
Yeah.
Oh, he got Sasha's number, of course. Because you know that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Sash. We abbreviate it now. Yes. Okay. We're now BFFs.
Nice.
Well, let me tell you something, Cap. I would like to be the first one. If you start running with Sasha,
yeah,
you are going to meet some of the most beautiful women in the world.
Right.
I don't know if this is good for your long-term relationship, if you know what I mean.
I do indeed. Mm. I do.
He's
indeed.
A handsome fellow.
He's good looking.
He is good looking.
He hasn't aged a day. Like, he literally has no gray even in his beard.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Sasha, the reason we brought up the wine, I think that's how we got it, because I brought up the wine to begin with, because I've had it at Slay.
They serve it at Slay.
And at Tin Roof Bistro in Manhattan Beach. And I ran into him at Tin Roof Bistro, and he kind of remembered, because I was with the Tequila Mandala guys, who he knows. And so we started talking about that. So we did like half the interview on wine, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was driving home. I was listening to it.
And it was a good story about how they got into the wine business.
And his dad and all that stuff. Yeah.
But what's really great is how this kid, and I say kid, I mean, he freaking literally said he manifested everything he wanted to do. I wanted to be a Laker. He became a Laker. He wanted to be a champion. He became a champion. He wanted to get into the wine business with his whole family. He got into the wine business with his whole family. Now, the next thing, as you may have heard him say, he wants to coach.
Is that what he wants?
He does. He wants to be an NBA coach.
Yeah, he could do it.
Wow. Yeah, he wants to be a head coach.
He's one of the great guys I've ever covered. I'm glad you guys got to cut it up with him. He's impossible not to like.
If it wasn't for the Hall of Fame career of you two guys and the Hall of Fame interview that you did with him, what was it, 6 weeks ago or so out at Rouse?
Yeah, out at the Rouse.
I haven't heard from Sasha in years. Yeah. Since like 2010.
He's always in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
You know where you can find him? On my TikTok.
Oh, hey.
Oh, that's
true. TikTok with Sasha. Yes.
And then Geeter came on.
Oh, my God.
And Geeter just blew the roof off the place.
He's a ball of energy.
He's the best.
Now, have you talked to Geeter today?
I text with him, yes.
Okay. Because let me just tell you guys that early this morning, I start getting texts from Geeter this morning. And I'm like, bro, you just should stay by your radio today, because literally Morales has a man crush all over
Geeter. He wants to put Geeter on in the morning. Like Geeter from 6 to 10, or 7 to 10, I think, or something like that.
9 o'clock this morning, the texts start coming in from
Geeter.
Does
Evan Cohen know this?
No, probably not.
He offered him 1 to 4 yesterday.
Oh,
but
yeah?
Now that you guys are Hall of Famers.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Go F himself.
Reneging on that.
Morales said 10 to 1.
Yeah.
10 to 1.
He also said 10 to 1. That's right. He
Travis and Geeter. Geeter solo.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He wants Geeter solo.
Geeter solo.
Okay.
Mm. Geeter and friends. It always works. Whenever you hear "and friends," it means the show's not going to work.
When Mason and I started years ago together, there was a show on right before we came on called Garvey and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
With now senatorial candidate Steve Garvey. Yeah. And there were no friends.
Right.
It was just Garvey and a bunch of guys.
Exactly. Although we didn't call it Sedano and Friends, although we jokingly called it Sedano and Friends. The Sedano show worked.
There was a rotating cast.
We had great ratings back then.
We
did, but you guys were leading into us, and the morning show had great ratings. It was all before COVID.
It was such a waste having you on at 7 at night, though.
Well, no, that was after.
Oh, after.
That was after the whole Will Cain debacle. I'm talking about there was when we were doing Purgatory.
Oh, that's right.
The Will Cain.
Will Cain debacle, and he stopped.
Scott McCarthy.
It was a debacle.
Who we love, who used to be our boss here, just got a job working with your agent.
Yeah,
right?
He's like running your life now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Okay, so one of the great things of all, we're doing a remote one day, and it may have been roast.
No, it was my roast.
Okay.
Commerce.
Okay, and Mason stands up, and he goes, thank everybody, and the room's packed. There's like 1,000 people in there. And I'm kind of emceeing the thing, and I throw it to Mason. Mason gets up. He goes, I want to recognize a few people. He goes, I want to start with our general manager and the man who brought you Will Kane, Scott McCarthy, and the whole 1,000 guys booing all the time. And McCarthy just like daggers at Mason.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yep. That's great. Hey, Steve Garvey, by the way, a friend of mine, actually a friend of mine in Georgia's, who is a conservative radio talk show host in New York, sent me a text the other day and he said, hey, do you have Steve Garvey's number? I want to put him on the air. And I've had Steve Garvey on the radio a million times, and I just went into my phone under the automatic assumption that I have Garvey's number.
Yeah,
can't find it, don't have it. Can't get a hold of the Garv, which used to be like a very easy guy to get a hold of. Now, I mean, he's out on the political trail. I mean, forget about it. He can't get a hold of Garvey.
He's campaigning.
He's using an interesting strategy. He's not campaigning.
Right.
He's not doing anything.
He's like Richard Pryor in the Hackensack Bulls.
Right.
Yeah. Goey Bull goes.
What was his motto?
Brewster's Millions.
Brewster's Millions.
Right. Don't vote for me.
No, vote for none of the above.
None of the above.
None of the above. Yes.
Well, it worked in that one where Nikki Haley lost to none of the above.
She did.
Yeah. The Garv, man. The Garv.
There's Geeter on television.
Yeah.
Yeah, Geeter's the greatest.
He's the best.
Talking about the 1970 NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember him?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, like they were yesterday.
Did you guys ever see the video of Geeter on The Price is Right?
Yes, we watched it yesterday.
Yeah. We saw it because Beto posted it on Twitter.
Have you ever been on a game show?
I have not.
I was on
Mason
one.
Has.
Yeah?
Which one?
Sale of the Century.
What was that?
It's out there somewhere. Like every time we bring this up,
somebody will find it on YouTube.
Who was the host of that one?
Jim Lang.
Jim Perry.
Yeah. And then Summer Bartholomew was the prize person. She was a former Miss America. She was the prize person.
Yeah, she was the Vanna.
I think she dated Jimmy Connors, the tennis player, for a while.
Yeah, I flamed out badly.
Really?
I don't know the show. So what was like the premise of
just,
the show?
It was just, you know, buzzing if you know the answer, that kind of thing.
Right, to Sale of the Century? Was it like something you needed to know the price of?
No, it was just like you'd get money and then you'd be able to buy one of the prizes.
Oh, I see.
And
based on the answers, you'd accumulate money.
Right, and so what happened was I got one really easy. The clue was, it was, who am I? I was a weatherman in Indiana. I'm like, ding.
Oh, David Letterman.
David Letterman, right. I'm like, okay, I got this.
You're good. You're going to kick ass.
So all of a sudden, I start buzzing in way too early.
And you don't have
and
it.
Eventually,
David Letterman, like Game of Games.
In the middle of the question, I'm buzzing in. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know.
David Letterman. David Letterman.
I finished third. I finished like in the minus.
Of how many people?
Of three. There were three competitors.
The way you said third, it could have been third of 20.
Oh, no. It was third of third.
You didn't say finished last.
Three of three.
Got it.
Yes, exactly.
Got it. All right.
That Geeter on Price is Right.
I had never known about that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That was great. And he was explaining to us the story about how he won a Dodge Mercury Sable or something like that. Or maybe Dodge doesn't belong in front of Mercury Sable. And how he originally thought it was like $38,000.
Yep.
And he changed the 3 to a 1 and it became like $18,600. And apparently he told us a story that I think his brother was an accountant.
Yep.
And explained to him how to sell it at a loss. And when he graduated college, he had $12,000 from the sale of the car, and he thought he was loaded.
Yeah.
Because you have
to
pay
Cabo, right?
You have to pay tax right away on it. Before you even get the car, you got to pay the tax.
Well, even if you win the lottery, like, for example, I think the Mega Millions, like $600 million or something like that.
I don't even get out of bed for less than a billion.
They immediately take, I think it's 24%. And then whatever the difference, which is still another 13, you have to pay later. But right out of the gate, they chop a quarter off.
Yeah,
that's just for federal. And then the state takes.
And then the state takes there. Right.
Sometimes
they take a big bite. Actually, the state in California, I've read that the state doesn't tax lottery.
Oh, is that
really?
Right?
Yeah.
Why would they not tax lottery? They tax everything else.
Yeah, but lottery winners do not get taxed.
Isn't it because it's like supposed to go to schools? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, that is
the lottery money goes to schools?
Yeah, it is a thing.
So it's like a charitable donation?
It is. John, today they asked me because tomorrow.
Who's they?
Are you ESPN. Working Lakers Clippers tomorrow?
I am.
Okay.
So they asked me, we're doing at ESPN.com because it's the last Lakers Clippers game, regular season game.
Where the Clippers are the home team, at
Crypto.
Right.
It's going to be the last one ever. Is that your phone?
Yeah, my phone. Oh.
What's it saying? What's it doing?
What was it singing?
The TikTok turned up.
Oh, really?
It just turns on whenever it wants. I think it's the Chinese.
They assigned us memorable moments of the different games that they've played in their history in that arena. Okay. And the one they gave me, which was awesome, was Shaq's 61 on the day of his birthday.
Okay, I was in the locker room before this game.
Yeah.
And it was a Clippers home game. And Shaq says to one of the PR people, hey, a lot of people are in town for my birthday. I need 8 more tickets.
Right.
And they
Hello?
Shaq, Hello? Are you there?
Hello, Shaq.
Shaq.
Hello, Shaq. Is this Steve Hello? Garvey? Hello?
Steve
Hello?
Garvey?
And so...
it's the Garvey.
They gave him a hassle about it.
The PR person goes, okay, let me go check with the Clippers. It comes back. He goes, they'll give them to you, but you got to pay. And he goes, it's my birthday. Did you tell them it was my birthday? He goes, yeah. He goes, they're making me pay for tickets on my birthday? He goes, yeah. And I turned and looked at my cameraman, and I go, Shaq is going to go off tonight. And he scored 6. And by the way, Kobe, on like 5 different occasions, Shaq said to Kobe, hey, these guys stiffed me on tickets. I want to drop a big number on them. So Kobe would literally have a layup and would turn around and hand it to Shaq and let him dunk.
So he was 24. I already wrote the story. He was 24 of 35 in the game, had 23 rebounds with the 61 points. And the best part was I watched back the game, or at least clips
of the
game.
You saw Keith Kloss trying to guard him?
Yeah. And it was there was a guy, a center, Pete Chilcutt. Yeah. Who was guarding him, fouled out in less than 20 minutes, and at one point in the first half, Chick says, well, if they're going to keep having Chilcutt guard him, he may go for 1,000 tonight. It was hilarious. So I wrote a little, 400-word blurb.
When's it come out?
It's tomorrow. They're coming out tomorrow because they're playing in the last game tomorrow.
Oh, right,
So that was my blurb, was that nice. Game, the 61
I worked that game. It was Shaq was so mad at them, and I knew they were dead because they didn't have any centers.
Yeah.
They couldn't guard him.
Right, they had him and Olowokandi. Yeah. Chilcutt, Olowokandi, and then they had Maurice Taylor, who was a thin power forward, and Lamar trying to guard him.
Yeah. Who was, how much do you think their 8 tickets cost?
Back then?
I don't know, but, I mean, he was mad that he had to pay any money.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it true you scammed your way into Jacob Imrani's box at the Kings?
Yes, that's true. I don't know if I'd call it scamming. What happened was...
He phoned a friend.
Right, what
he
happened...
He finagled his way in.
Right, here's what happened. Tell me if you think this is scamming.
Okay.
So, I have some friends that are big hockey fans, and they're all Vancouver fans. So they said to me, hey, what do you think about going to the Kings-Canucks game on March, I want to say it's 5th or 6th? And I said, yeah, no problem, because I figure that the 710 suite is wide open for a Kings game.
Is it not?
So Canucks are the best team in the West.
But even still, that night, Jacob has the suite, and so he has control of the suite. We give it to him.
So it's our suite, but Jacob's controlling it.
Has Got control it. Of it. So I assumed that this would be no problem, but then when I went back to check with the boss back there, she was like, no, Jacob has a suite that night. So then she said these words to me. She said, but you could buy tickets for your friends.
Oh, he was out at that point.
And I was like, what does that mean?
That's novel.
How does that work? Yeah, I don't even know how that works.
Like regular people.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Right.
So what I did was, is I talked to Jacob and I said, hey, you know, is this like your whole office coming? Like, you know, is it completely full? Have you given away all the tickets? He said, what can I do for you, my brother? How can I help? And I explained to him the situation and he said, you're with me. You are with me.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, wow. Well, I guess that's not scammery.
I mean, Jacob is a great guy. No, he's finagling.
You're
that's
finagling.
The right word.
That's the right word. You're
Am finagling.
Your
yeah.
I think you handled that very well.
Thank you.
It was well played.
Now, the only problem is, here's the problem. So I have these 4 guests, right, and me, because I'm going to walk these guys over. You know, now I don't have a ticket for me. Now, would it be rude to go back to Jacob and say, yo, can I get one more?
Yes.
Well, yes, it would be.
No, you can ask.
Oh, okay.
Just say, here's the situation.
I guess there's nothing wrong with asking.
You never know if you don't ask.
Well, here's the thing. I asked Bergie to get me a credential from the Kings.
Right. And so then you could go in. Yeah.
I wish I would have known this story today, because Jeff Mohler, who's the PR guy for the Kings, was one table over from us.
Oh, my goodness.
And since we were kind of the guests
of
honor.
If you would have dropped Chris off like we told you yesterday, you would have been able to meet him.
Chrissy today, and let me just tell you, we'll talk about this coming up. We did major damage to ourselves last night.
He said, did you have,
not with alcohol, with food, right?
With food.
Did you have double dinner?
We did have double dinner. One was on Sedano, and one was on us.
Mm.
Now, George did something very classy.
Okay.
Well, he got up to go to the ladies' room, right? And he must have gone over to the server and said, hey, this is on me. Let me take care of this.
Yep.
So now George leaves. Hey, guys, I got to go home.
Well, so I said you're playing with house money at this point.
No, but
we don't know this.
So I went over there and I said, what do I owe you for the appetizer I got? And they were like, no, you're good. You're good.
We're like,
we got you. All right, I'm out. And then they had no idea I had paid. So I'm sure you were ordering more stuff.
So then, but we don't know he paid. So now Morales is like, we're not leaving. We're ordering again. So now we start ordering more food.
The double dinner.
Okay.
Double dinner.
Now it's over. The girl comes back. She goes, well, your friend who left, he actually took care of it. I'm like, took care of everything? Really? That was so sweet of him. She's like, no, hold on. He took care of everything that you ordered.
Beginning. Everything until he left.
He left. When he left, that was the end of him.
Right. Yeah.
Right? And then Chrissy and I
did. That's still a pretty good deal for you guys.
It was a great deal.
Why are you eating so much?
I have an eating disorder.
No, you do not.
I do. I looked it up. I looked it up today on Google. And it's called.
What's it called?
It's an eating disorder.
Is it called disordered eating?
No, it's called like Morley's.
No, you know what he is, Mace. You know what he is? He's disgruntled.
No.
Are you disgruntled?
No, I have this eating disorder. I looked it up today. I put in all my symptoms, and it's called like I'm telling you. I think it's pronounced like Morley's.
And what's it mean?
And I actually read it in Google.
Chris is shaking his head.
I'm not making fun of it. I read it in Google. It was like when you were a former athlete and you were very fit, and then you go out with your friend Chris Morales all the time and you overeat like 35 pounds.
We're doing well.
It's okay. We are doing well.
Yeah.
We're doing quite well.
Okay. You know what the biggest upset of the day is?
Morales is the name. I think maybe it's pronounced Morales. I don't know.
That Steve Mason, who woke up at what time?
You're still up?
5 o'clock in the morning.
It's 4:15.
Hey now.
And you're still talking. What time are you going to bed tonight?
Early. 8:30.
Could you do pre-8 or is that just can't do pre-8?
I can't do pre-8. I can't do pre-8 either. That's pretty
hard. Yeah, but that's probably as early as I've ever fallen asleep is 8.
But it leads me to say this.
But what you don't want to do is fall asleep at 5 and sleep for 2 hours because then you're done.
Then you're done.
Yeah.
All right, see you tomorrow at 1. Shadano and Cap now, 710 ESPN.